Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our Community Connection. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. And with us is our good friend Brittany Burling, and she is from OKM Music. And we're gonna go international, aren't we,
today? We are. Yes, we are. So on January 25th, OKM is putting on a wine tasting, a Spanish wine tasting here in Bartlesville. It's called Taste of Spain. So we'll be having some Spanish wines, obviously. We'll also be having live music from a flamenco guitarist, an internationally known flamenco guitarist, mm-hmm. who's quite good. And we'll be having food from the Copper over at Price Tower, and Chef Nook's going to be doing an exclusive menu for us. So we're mm-hmm. really excited about that. So it's going to be food and wine and music all about Spain, all about the Spanish mm-hmm. cuisine and culture. So
well, that's my three favorite group, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that this fellow is a protege of Mr. Montoya.
Yes, Carlos Montoya. So,
Fastest fingers in the world.
Ronald Radford is our guitarist's name, and he studied under Carlos Montoya. Hmm. He's, like I said, he's the only person to be awarded a Fulbright scholarship to study flamenco guitar. So he went to Spain and he studied with the gypsy flamenco guitar masters in Spain, traveled all over the place to learn. And then he's traveled and performed all over the world. So he's quite well known in the flamenco world. Mm-hmm. He's known as the American master of the flamenco guitar. Mm-hmm. And so we are super excited to have him here in Bartlesville. And while I was reading his biography, I found that he grew up in Oklahoma. Which I didn't know, but was
there are a lot of great people that grew up here in Oklahoma.
There are. I just every time I see that, if I see someone famous who grew up in Oklahoma, there's like a little bit of pride, you know, in my heart that just, you know, Oklahoma. That's that's our place. Yeah,
man. So, well, you know, you mentioned gypsy guitar. There's a little maybe he knows a little thing called Janko. Yeah, that's the gypsy flamenco mm-hmm. style. That's another one that's really hard to do. But I play weekly, very weekly, and as a person who picks up the sixth string every now and then, I'm just amazed at just how lightning fast the fingers are and just how fast the mind has to race and all the mathematics that goes flying through your head while not only are you, you know, bringing this music to life, but you... Sometimes when you do your improvisations involved in with this, it's just incredible. The neurons, just the way they have to just fire off in the brain, it's incredible. I wouldn't want to play chess with this guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
want to play. Well, what do you know? Can you speak to the technique of flamenco guitar? Like, what makes it different?
It's very, 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 very fast with very, very, very quick notes, and the fingering is like lightning. Hmm. And that's all I can tell you right now. You have to see it. To believe it, and you have to really hear it to appreciate it, and it's something that I think a wide spectrum of people would really appreciate. I think you're going to have people's jaw dropping a little bit like, he did that? Wow. Yeah. Whoa.
So. Well, if you go onto our website, okmmusic.org, we do have some sampling of his music on our website, so you can watch it directly there, or you can also look him up. His name is Ronald Radford. You can look him up on YouTube. He has, I think, a few YouTube videos of his guitar playing skills on YouTube, so you can look him up and listen to him beforehand if you're interested in doing that. But I personally, you know, Tom, you've mentioned a few times playing guitar, so I would love at some point... I'm going to walk in, you're going to have a little guitar, and we can have a little
Don't mistake
radio
it.
Duo.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. That'll be the day. But funny thing is, I just showed a couple of the guys a photo, and I'd be darned if I can find it on my phone again, of the my last performance. I pretty much hung it up a few years back, but Miss Susie wants me to get back out, so I'll try doing that someday. That's not for this period of time that we're talking here, because we've got a big event here called the Taste of Spain. And you mentioned wine.
Yes. So we'll have 7 different types of wine to sample throughout the event. And we'll have some with each course. So we'll have Jim Hess there. He'll be our vintner for the event.
That's what you call that? The purveyor
vintner.
Of the wine?
Yeah, I learned that too. About 4 days ago, I learned what that meant. So I had never heard that before. But yeah, the vintner is the person who presents the wine and talks about the wine and gives you background on it. So we will have him there.
So you get a history lesson.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll get to hear, it's not just about like, here's a glass of wine now, you know, enjoy it. It's a little bit more than that. You'll have someone who's selecting that wine special. So
and you get the story behind it. Mm-hmm. That's really amazing.
Yeah. So we'll have, like I said, those wines will be there. And we'll have, like I said, Chef Nook from The Copper is putting together a menu for us. We'll have all sort of the traditional Spanish foods. We'll have gazpacho and ceviche and empanadas and churros and that type of thing. So if you like The Copper and you like Chef Nook's food, which who doesn't?
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah.
It's really hard to dislike. It's so good. I think every time I come on here, I just talk about how much I love that restaurant. I really, truly do. So we're excited to have him there.
And she prepared. Comes in here weighing 112 pounds.
I love The Copper, though. It's so good. So I'm personally very excited that they'll be there to cater for us. Mm-hmm. So if you, like I said, you want to partake in that exclusive menu, you want to have the whole experience with wine, and you want to hear an internationally known flamenco guitarist who's world famous, mm-hmm. and very, very talented, and from Oklahoma too, mm-hmm. Then that's going to be on January 25th at Father Lynch Hall, actually, is where it's going to be. So that's on 8th and Keeler, and you can buy your tickets online at okmmusic.org or by calling our office at 918-336-9900, or as always, just by walking into our office. We do sell tickets just for people who walk in and want to pay with a credit card.
And so, you like to say hi to them.
I do. I like when people come in because I get to say hello and put a face to a name and, you know, I don't know, get to know people in the community. So I love when people come in.
That is coming up on the 25th.
The 25th, yeah.
Wow, so I'll put that on the calendar.
Yeah, so. It should be a very good event. So we're really looking forward to it.
Now, when we talk about OKM Music, we have, of course, all of the performances that take place in the summer months. But in the non-summer months, we still have a lot of fun putting the fun in fundraising because those performances ain't cheap.
Yeah, no, they're not. And
pardon the grammar.
No, they're not. And I'm glad that you brought that up. Every little bit counts when it comes to preparing for something like the festival because it is extraordinarily expensive to put on something of this scope. We're talking a full 10 days of music performances, mm-hmm. from groups who are, like I said, internationally known. They're famous. They are very talented professional musicians. So putting all that together does take a lot. And so we do have to fundraise throughout the year, and we try to make it as fun as possible. And we always want to get music involved. So that's why we always have live performances at our fundraisers, is because we want, you know, there to be that added bit about our mission of bringing music to Bartlesville.
So. Now, you just came off the Chris Kindle Market.
We did.
And I understand that went pretty well.
It was really, really good. We had a lot of fun. It was great. We had, I think, 30 merchants and vendors that came out and sold goods at the community center that day. We had a lot of people come out and support and do some Christmas shopping, and we had some wonderful live entertainment. We had Narni Roll there playing the piano, and she was just absolutely brilliant. I mean, obviously, she's such a good pianist. It's always such a joy to hear her perform. And we had the Bartlesville High School Jazz Choir was there and CMT. We had a lot of people who came out and performed for us that day, and we had a lot of activities for kids. So yeah, I just really enjoyed it. So I can't help myself but talk about it. But it was a lot of fun. So.
Wow, you know, my Susie and Katie went there, and they had a little fun with the pretend snow.
Oh yes, we did have the pretend snow outside, and it was funny because that's like the first thing that people saw when they walked in. But when you were inside and you looked out, your immediate reaction was, oh my gosh, it's snowing, because it really looks like real snow when you're standing on the inside of the building, mm-hmm. looking out of the window. And it caught multiple people off guard.
Well, you had a gray sky that day, so yeah, it's like,
yeah, it's like, oh, do we need to go? Like, I don't want to drive home in the ice and snow. You know what I mean? We're like, no, it's fake. It's not actually snowing outside.
Well, Katie's got a dance background, and she was doing a little ballet for the little video that mom took, and she had a little fun with that. So they just had a blast.
That's
now
fun.
I'm so looking forward to this new event coming up here, mm-hmm. and once again, it's on the 25th. It's called The Taste of Spain. Mm-hmm. And our vintner is going to be presenting your wine. But this is the cool part, though. He might tell you a little story where it came from and, you know, how it landed on your table.
Yeah, exactly.
That is really something else. That, you go to college to get that kind of knowledge, don't you?
Yeah. That's, exactly.
I wouldn't be a very good vintner. I'd just say, you know,
I would be terrible. Personally, I would be terrible. I'd just, you know, hand you a glass of wine and say, red. Here it is. Mm-hmm. Red, maybe, you know.
White.
This one looks like a white.
This one bubbles. Could be champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would be awful.
I would be terrible. Yeah.
I'm glad we have professionals in charge.
Oh,
this
me too.
Event.
Me too.
And of course, the food can't be beat. We've got the chef from the Copper putting together the menu, and it just sounds like a grand time. Especially with our entertainer, mm-hmm. The flamenco artist, Mr. Radford, that, you know, this is this something that's family friendly, or is this adults only? Or
this is, so we do have actually two different ticketing options.
Okay.
And so if you would like to do the wine tasting with the dinner and the concert, you can purchase that. But if you want to come just for the concert, mm-hmm. we also have a ticketing option to where you can just come and see Ronald Radford. And sure. when he's performing, you know, the dinner will be over. There won't be any more. The wine tasting will also be concluded at that point. So mm-hmm. if you want to bring your kids to that concert, there won't be any more wine tasting happening at that point. So.
And what time does the event get underway on the 26th?
It'll be 6 o'clock for the dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then for the live concert, it's going to be 8 o'clock. So
wow.
the concert's going to start at 8, which is a little late, but the dinner will be starting at 6. And it's going to be several courses, and there will be the wine and all of that. So.
Tell me a little bit more about the venue, because I don't think I've been there.
So Father Lunch Hall is connected to St. John's School downtown.
Oh, and it's I'm going to be there on February 1st. Mm-hmm. But they get a preview here on the 25th.
So it's on 8th and Keeler is where it is.
Uh-huh. Beautiful building. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it seats plenty.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted to have as much space as we could, so... We wanted to use Father Lunch Hall. So that's
well, great. You guys do such a wonderful job of partnering with the community. And, of course, with OKM Music being around and having such a great name in the community, mm-hmm. I imagine those partnerships are very good and very mutual.
Yes, yes. We love working with people all over the town. So, mm-hmm. you know, we, especially when it comes to venues, we love working with the community center. We're over at the community center all the time. Mm-hmm. And we also like to get out and kind of have every once in a while some concerts and events at different venues around town so that we can sort of diversify.
Yeah, yeah. Get around and see folks. That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
You need volunteers for this one, or do you need volunteers throughout
the
year?
We can always use volunteers.
I knew you
could. Knew I was going to say that.
Yeah, I knew it.
We always need volunteers. We can use help setting up and tearing down this event. But also, you know, I want to throw out that for the festival, which is going to be June 12 through 18, 2020, so coming up this summer, we need a lot of volunteers for that festival. So if you're interested in volunteering with us for this upcoming Taste of Spain event or for the festival or any of our year-round events, then definitely get in contact with us because we can definitely use your help.
Mm-hmm.
It's greatly appreciated.
How's the board coming along? It seems like about every other time we get a chance to visit, we meet the board members.
Yeah, I haven't had another board member on in a little while. I'll have to, you know, we'll have another board member on.
Well, that'd be great.
Upcoming.
That'd be great because they're always a lot of fun. They always have
fun.
A great story.
They do.
As to how they get involved with this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I want to just kind of put this in with the volunteers, too, because sometimes our volunteers have tremendous stories of how they got attached to mm-hmm. OKM Music and what attracted them to want to pitch in. One, of course, is the music and the fun.
Yeah.
But there's also another meaning with the heart that has
yeah.
to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I find those stories fascinating.
I love hearing those stories from our volunteers. So, again, come and volunteer with us. And if you have a story about how you got connected with OKM, I would love to hear it. Absolutely.
And tell folks where they can find you, not only for the tickets, but for anything else. Like, say, if they got a whole lot of money and they want to just donate and do a good thing for the community.
Yeah, so you can find us at our office at 415 South Dewey. That's downtown. So mm-hmm. we're in a big building that says OK Mozart. It's right next to RSU, so you can find us there.
Can't miss it.
Yeah, you can also go to our website, okmmusic.org, and if you go to our website, it will list all of our emails where you can contact us like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also give us a call, 918-336-9900.
Anything else you'd like to pass along?
I think that's it. Just come out January 25. We'd love to see you there. It'll be a fun event, food, wine, music, what could go wrong? So, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
The trifecta of things that, you know, make a fun event.
All righty.
Music and wine.
Sounds great. Brittany Burling, thank you. It's always a pleasure having
you
on board.
Thank you, Tom.
All righty. It is 8:48, and you've been listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust.